כתוב איזה רב שמואל שפירא עזר השם. Talking about the prayer of Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel Shapira, prayer for him was never a way to was never a way to gain something. It was just a conversation with Hashem, you know? It wasn't there to gain. I need to gain something, therefore I go to the field, therefore I'm gonna pray. I'm not gaining anything, I'm just talking to my maker. What? Okay? כל שיחה של תפילה הייתה מסלול של התקשרות. Every conversation I have with Hashem in a prayer way, which is another channel to connect to Hashem. I want to connect to you, so I'm talking to you. Not to benefit anything, not to gain out of this. I'm just talking to you. Chazal also, they teach us in the Gemara Brachos. One of the ways that tefillah is sicha. How do we see? By Yitzchak Avinu. They say Yitzchak, Lasuach Wadei. Lasuach Wadei. Yitzchak went outside to conversation in the field. I don't know if you say it like that. Is it actually
converse.
Like
that? Converse.
Go ahead.
Converse.
Converse in the field. Talk with Hashem. Yeah, Rabbeinu also speak many places in Kutei Moran about Sicha. The Sicha, but to speak. Have a conversation between him and the maker. Not only to ask. To have a conversation. Like, let's say, a person wants to dive for something. Hashem, you know, what do you say about this? What do you think? It's good. It's not good. Help me. Give me the right advice. I don't know. What do you think? I want to be close to you. Well, you have any idea what to give me? What do you mean? Talk to Hashem. Talk to yourself. Talk to Hashem. Shmuel never needed to approach, go to davening. He was in davening. He was always in davening. He never needed to go to davening. He was in davening. He wasn't learning, he was davening. He never went to davening. Okay. Also, Shmuel considered very, very much what Rabbeinu says about the tzaka. You know what tzaka means? Scream! His name is the scream to Hashem. Yeah? Yeah? Tzaka, if someone screams, go to the field one, to a place where no one can hear you, okay? And just, or go with a bunch of friends together, in a place where someone can hear you, and together say one, two, three, and just scream out to Hashem from the depth of your heart. I did it with kids. I took kids to the forest one time. A bunch of kids, like 20 kids. I was like madrich. And we did it. Okay, now everyone's going to scream and have in mind that Hashem will come bring the geula. Ah, scream. And it lets out everything. You're like, you feel thrown out to Hashem. That's how it is. That's how you know tzaka. One of the... Yeah. One of his... Once Shmuel went to Meron... together with his son of Mendel. And there was also a Baal Tshuva with them over there in the car. And Rav Mendel, Shmuel's son, was talking with the Baal Tshuva. So Baal Tshuva was asking, explain to me what is Yitvodadut? Explain to me what's this idea of Yitvodadut? What's talking to Hashem? So Rav Mendel has said in a few words, Yitvodadut means you're crying about the past and you're asking for the future. Shmuel was always sitting in the front. He was sitting in the front, just bent down over his book. He was learning something. So he heard this stuff, but he heard this stuff. He picked up his head and he said, "So, hey! Screaming for the past! Screaming for the future! Not crying for the past and asking for the future! Screaming! Not asking! Not crying! Screaming! That's how you live. Ah, connect with Hashem! Yeah? They had a group, right, in Brest that they used to go. There was a group that was saying they were davening together. There was one davening yelling and screaming. So someone asked them, Shmuel, you know, there's no, maybe a person's getting a gaiva from this. Look how I'm davening, I'm screaming so nicely. So Shmuel didn't understand. Rabbeinu said to scream. What's it got to do with anything? We scream. Whatever. You have to scream. A person has to scream to Hashem. Another story from Abisar Shalom Marzen. So he said, when I was a kid, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, 10 days of tshuva, repentance. So I went to Meron, and I was walking down in the valley, you know, in the valleys over there, in the mountains, in the forest. near Beit Shammai, where they're buried with the students, a little bit up the mountain over there. Suddenly he says, I heard the same story from the Mashgiach, whatever, from Naftali Linda. I hear gnats screaming, roars. I heard crying. I can believe it. I was shocked. I didn't recognize the voice. The pain, the yearning that came up in the voice, I couldn't recognize the voice. I went for a long time, because you couldn't really hear where it comes from, because the mountains over there come from here, come from there. I was looking for where the voice come, until I came right away, I came near the cave of Beit Shammai over there, and I guess he felt, so he realized that someone's getting close, so he became quiet. When I got to the entrance, he was completely silent. And then, outside of the Nara, of that cave, came out who? Shmuel Shapira, of course. His face was red like fire. He didn't realize me. He started walking on the mountain. I continued talking to Hashem. Sometimes of Shmuel, at the end of the brothers, it was so weak from so many hours, so much power that he had to put into the Ibadudut, he couldn't even walk back to where they were. And Shimon Anshin, who was a big strong man those days, he used to carry him to back to where they were. Zayid Bodadut! Not like we do. That's also good what we do. Walking around outside. We do what we can, you know? We do. Whatever Hashem lets us do, like we said before. But we have to strive. We have to strive. We have to fight. That we should know that they're seeing like this. At least once in a while, to go out to the true field and then scream out to Hashem from the depth of the heart. And how do true brother do
it. How did he handle it when he was suffering from Parkinson's?
With the Parkinson's. Depends what stage. Sometimes in the beginning it wasn't so bad. Well, we'll end over here for today, for this week.